This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. When the state marked its centennial, there were hundreds of celebrations all over Illinois. The special birthday was even commemorated by the construction of a new building next to the state capitol in Springfield. At the time, it was dubbed the Centennial Building. Today, it's known as the Howlett Building. Illinois' bicentennial is less than 2 years away, but so far, there are no plans to celebrate. Those in the state's historical community are concerned that time is running out to give Illinois the 200th birthday party they say it deserves. Erica Holst took a look at the issue for the Illinois Times this week. I sat down with her to talk about her story.
Your story looks at the planning or maybe lack of planning that's going on with the state's bicentennial. There was a commission that was put into place that was supposed to be handling this. What's going on with that commission?
Well, nothing has been announced at this point. Governor Pat Quinn in 2014 had named a bicentennial commission and put it in charge of all the planning and fundraising for state bicentennial activities, but obviously he's no longer in office, and since then the budget impasse has fallen on Illinois, and so probably it's less of a priority with more pressing matters at hand. And so at this point, people are waiting for the current governor to announce his bicentennial commission.
So at this point, no one has been officially named to that commission?
From what I understand, there are 40-some spots. I think maybe 20 of them have been filled, but there's been no official announcement.
So what kind of response have you gotten from the Rauner administration? I was a little surprised to read in your story that the State Historic Preservation Agency didn't want to comment.
I was a little surprised, too. I know they recently hired a director and an Illinois state historian, so it seems like they're gearing up to take the lead in this, but they declined to comment, so I couldn't tell you anything more than that.
What kind of message is the governor's office sending to folks? They're not wanting to comment on the record maybe at this point, but, you know, are they doing anything to reassure people?
There are indications that they are well aware that there's a bicentennial and that there are plans being laid. It seems that announcement of a commission is imminent. It just hasn't happened yet, but there are indications that the governor's office is planning to do a year-long celebration of the state's history.
Yeah, and folks who maybe aren't familiar with the planning for these kinds of celebrations, first, when is the bicentennial? And it may seem like it's a long ways off. Why is it an issue that the state hasn't started planning for it yet?
At this point, the bicentennial is less than 17 months away. To give you a frame of reference, Indiana, whose bicentennial is actually this year, their bicentennial commission has been meeting every 6 weeks since 2012. There are just a lot of moving pieces to put together. A strategic plan needs to be developed. And another crucial component, of course, is fundraising. You know, there are some big plans that people would like to implement, and all that takes money. And especially now, given the current state of the budget in Illinois, that's a key factor.
Your story also looks at what the specific date would be that we might celebrate if there was a bicentennial. And you point out that there are a lot of important dates around the state's founding. Can you tell us just what a few of those are?
Well, it all got started in January of 1818. On January 16th, delegates from the Illinois Territory submitted a petition to Congress for statehood. And then there was sort of a, you know, almost year-long process that it went through. On August 26th, Illinois adopted its first constitution. On October 6th, Illinois' first governor, Shadrach Bond, was inaugurated. But I think if you had to pin it down to one date, it would probably be December 3rd, 1818. And that's when a resolution to admit Illinois to the Union as the 21st state was signed by President James Monroe.
So what are some of the ways the state has celebrated milestone birthdays in the past? There's been some pretty big stuff tied to these celebrations, right?
The 1918 centennial celebration was absolutely huge, and it was done on the local level. There were, you know, 1,000 celebrations going on in communities all across Illinois. And then on the statewide scale, there were some huge things that were coordinated. The building that we know as the Howlett Building was built as the Centennial Building. So this was a building constructed to honor the state's centennial anniversary. There's also an Illinois Centennial Monument in Chicago that was built. So not just celebrations at the time, but these really lasting monuments and contributions to the state that were created.
One of the things that was a thread through your story that I found very interesting that's more Springfield focused was the Golden Book of Springfield. Can you tell us what that was?
So in 1918, Vachel Lindsay was aware of the centennial celebration going on around him, and he started to envision what Springfield would look like in 2018, which would have been 100 years from him. He had this very utopian society ideal of what Springfield would look like. The idea that's kind of inspiring people on the ground now is this idea of not just looking back to celebrate Illinois' history, but looking forward with inspiration. You know, if you try to make a plan for 5 years from now, it kind of, you know, well, we've got this to deal with and this is the current situation. But if you look forward 100 years, you're sort of free to be a little bit more optimistic. And so that's what some of these local groups that are organizing are using as the basis of their inspiration, trying to get people to imagine a better future for ourselves here in Illinois.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about those groups. There have been some kind of unofficial or at least not, you know, state-sanctioned groups popping up that say that they want to at least help get a jump on planning and help with communication once the official push is going on. Who are those folks and what are they working on right now?
The most active one is probably the South 40 Illinois Bicentennial Celebration Commission. This is a coalition of 40 counties in southern Illinois, and they have been planning for the past several months, and they've laid out a really ambitious schedule of activities to celebrate Illinois between 2018 and 2020. So for three consecutive years, they're going to host writing, art, photography, filmmaking competitions. They're putting together curriculum to use in school. They're going to establish these hands-on projects throughout the state. So they're really banding together because Illinois was settled from the south up because the Ohio River was kind of the main interstate highway of the time. So most of Illinois' early population was concentrated in the southern portion of the state, and they really feel an obligation to celebrate the state's history since they're where it all started.
And I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. What was the state like at its founding? How did it differ geographically from today? And what were the people like?
Most of them were Southerners. They would come from Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky. Again, they're following that Ohio River as their highway, bringing them here. And they're all drawn by land. Land was your main stepping stone into independence, into a nice middle class life. Land was a huge source of opportunity, and Illinois was well known for its rich and fertile farmland. So that's what draw people out here, trying to make a better life for themselves. And so the state did kind of settle from the bottom up. When Vandalia became the state capital in 1819, it was actually the northernmost city in Illinois. And of course, that's 80 miles south of Springfield.
So there's also a group here in Springfield that's wanting to kind of help coordinate and facilitate communications once things get going. Can you tell me a little bit about them?
Sure. They're called the Springfield, Illinois Bicentennial Coordinating Committee, and this is a group of local history enthusiasts and professionals who are sort of aware that the clock is ticking and want to start coordinating, and their goal is not to supersede the state commission when it's finally announced, but rather to kind of lay the groundwork and then assist them when that does happen. And their goal is basically right now to get people thinking about the bicentennial, and they've been reaching out to local groups and businesses and organizations, and there's a lot of enthusiasm on the ground. I mean, people are aware that the bicentennial is happening. Everyone seems like they're just kind of waiting for some kind of signal, you know, to get ready and start planning and start creating activities. And so this group wants to harness that energy and sort of channel it and be a resource where they can be approached and offer suggestions and help as to how to plan bicentennial-related activities. And they've actually set up a fund with the Community Foundation for the Land of Lincoln that will establish a grant fund. So if there is a group or organization that has an idea of some kind of activity that would celebrate the bicentennial, they can apply for funding to help underwrite it.
So you mentioned, you know, the budget situation and state government's a bit in turmoil right now. The folks that you talked to, how did they make the case for why this should be a focus and why it's important to make this celebration?
Illinois has its issues right now, and we've had challenges. But there have been challenges before, and I think people would point to challenges that we've overcome in the past, like, you know, the Civil War or the Great Depression or world wars or economic downturns, and the fact that we have come through that and Illinois has continued to grow and thrive and be stronger for our challenges. And so perhaps now it's even more important, because we are in tough times, not to lose sight of our history and our strengths as a people, and to kind of use that to fuel a vision that will help us move forward.
You can find Erica Hull's story on the state's bicentennial planning in this week's Illinois Times, which is on newsstands now. You can also find a link to it at our website, nprillinois.org.